Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of H4Home. Today's topic is reading bad reviews. So this is going to be reading some bad reviews of a hotel, but I'm not going to say the hotel's name, and whenever in a review they say the hotel's name, I'm just going to say blank. Anyway, let's get into it. Okay, first review. This hotel was just a hassle and should have been avoided. Upon checking into the 2-night king room, the balcony stay here at the blank. Our room for the first night was unavailable due to not receiving the confirmation. And they had to give us a room of a lesser value without a balcony to us, causing us to have to repack all our luggage and move it to the car in the morning because we will need to be checking into another room that was originally booked for us. Upon checking into our second room, they gave us the key to what appeared to be a room that was not cleaned at all and was trashed. Had to return back to the desk and get another room. This room had a balcony view with nothing but a huge tree in front of it, making the room also very dark. Pretty much did not get to enjoy the use of balcony as we intended, and paid for the 2 nights. Also, I was surprised to not have any extra towels available upon request. We will have to say this has been the worst experience with the blank and easily the most unconvincing thing I ever had to do with any hotel. Who wants to check out in the middle of their trip? I would say this is the last time I spend any money at the blank, especially at $400 a night. Nothing too special here. Did not get my money's worth at this hotel. Okay, so this review was made made 1 year ago, so this is an old review. Very disappointed. We arrived at 9 p.m. Upon entering, the lady at the front desk told my husband she could not enter hotel without a face mask. It was the law. Frustrated because we never received an email from blank about this policy. But trying to be understanding due to the current situation, we drove around to 4 different Walgreens, exhausted, looking for a mask. All while our dinner had been delivered. I sat inside the front desk. We ended up buying a bandana just to check in. After getting settled, my husband walked down to get some water. There were 2 people standing directly in front of the desk talking to the receptionist with no masks on. Wait, didn't the same lady of the judge just make us go find one just to get a room key? He pointed it out on top of her, and she saw her words saying why these people didn't have their masks on. To top it all off, the rooms were filthy. The comforter had dirt all over it, dust over the entire room. We left in the morning to run errands and came back in the afternoon at 2 p.m. Much to our surprise, they hadn't touched a thing in our room. We decided to just check out and leave. We used over 200,000 blank points to book this reservation. We love blank, but we will never stay at this property again. Okay, next review. Valet parking was too expensive. Very noisy room overlooking the metro swimming pool was dirty and honestly too small, and stuck in the middle of the buildings with no view. Breakfast was poor and service was bad. Finally, I guess the room above us had kids running and jumping on beds or something like that woke us up early in the morning. We won't go back and wouldn't recommend. Next review. Stay at many blank branded hotels before. Unfortunately, this one has the factors that are out of control in the doctrinal experience. We were aware that the trams ran outside, but not till 1 in the morning. And the walls of the hotel are thin, allowing the noise to travel super easily. Our room was left to moisture sight, with large flakes of dirt on the floor and stains on the linen and walls. Okay. Upon arriving this hotel at night, Enzo not even making it to the room. Tried the elevator and had to call the fire department myself. The hotel lobby didn't offer me a discount. I left the key and left the hotel. Unbelievably bad service and quality, took no responsibility for the situation. Okay, last review. The only person that is nice is the lady behind the desk. Other than that, there was sand in our bed before we even got into it. They ever charged us to the point where we didn't have gas money for one night. The night staff is in there screaming at people coming in. Also, you need to book online because otherwise you need proof of essential travel. They don't sell coffee here. Also, you want a room for tab to be aware there is no tub stopper. The manager doesn't seem to know why we were charged three times but only stayed one night. Also, housekeeping walked right in the morning at 10 a.m. without even knocking. Not a place we want to stay. We booked for two nights and now we're having trouble recomping points that were used. They didn't even pay us for the second night, even though it's showing on our credit cards. We will not be staying the second night. Be aware they charge you three times for parking. One night of parking is about $50. That's it for this episode of Atrial. Thank you so much for listening. I really hope you enjoyed it. Now it's time for the credits. Your host today was Agata, that's me. And this whole episode was made by me. Remember to voice message me and tell a podcast episode I should make next. And while you're at it, make sure to share this podcast with your friends and family and share them enjoy it just as much as you do. Bye! Atrial, out.